solemn responsibility, as he called it, to fairly interpret the law. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist calls Alito unquestionably qualified for the high court, but Democrats call the Alito pick an effort to shore up Bush's support among conservatives. In Iraq, a deadly car bomb attack in Basra, Iraq's second largest city. Police say the bomb went off after nightfall in a commercial district near shops and restaurants packed with people. Police say it appears there were a lot of people killed and injured. American military officials also reporting a seventh American death in Iraq. They had announced the deaths of six soldiers in two roadside bombings today. The military officials now say a U.S. Marine killed west of Baghdad yesterday. More than 90 Americans have died in Iraq this month, sending the total number of U.S. war dead to 2,025. In Kuwait, a military tribunal has opened hearings for an Army sergeant charged with killing two superior officers in Iraq. Staff Sergeant Alberto Martinez faces murder charges in the June 7th incident. Military authorities say the soldier rigged a bomb to explode at an Army base. A captain who testified said Martinez told him he hated one of the victims and wanted to kill him. That officer's Iraq headquarters hit by the blast that also killed another officer. That tribunal will decide whether to send the case to a court-martial. Dick Cheney has named two senior aides to take the place of Louis Libby, indicted last week in the CIA leak investigation. Taking over from Libby as chief of staff will be Cheney's White House counsel, David Addington, and Libby's job as Cheney's national security advisor will go to his deputy, John Hanna. Louis Libby quit last week after the grand jury indicted him on five counts of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. The jurors were investigating the leak of CIA operatives' cover after her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, criticized the Iraq war. Wilson today called for Karl Rove to be fired. Bush's top advisor has not been indicted, still under investigation. An arraignment for Libby has now been set for Thursday morning. Air America Radio News.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
God, I love that music. Is that it? Oh, there's some more. Okay. Good evening, truth seekers. Don't you hate it when your radio talk show host gets funky like that just because it's Samhain, Halloween, right? Huh? Listen, happy Samhain, merry meet, and blessed be to all the righteous, wicked friends out there and people who practice the old religion. You want evil? We got evil in its purest form for you tonight. The banality of evil, as it is embodied in President Week's stupid and easy to manipulate by right-wing religious wackos. Oh, we have it for you. Yes, we do. We'll have some compare and contrast sound clips for you tonight. Bush, then and now, then being a couple of weeks ago, and now being over the weekend on the Myers nomination, and on the criminal activities by Louis Libby, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and the whole White House Iraq group. Amazing how quickly Bush completely changes his tune depending on what audience he's addressing, right? That's really scary, because it proves he has absolutely no convictions, no morals, no beliefs whatsoever. Just an empty vessel, or an empty suit. I got an email that says that we're being carried live tonight on KXXT in the Phoenix, and also... what's our new station in, where is it, Kathy? Sacramento?
All I know is it's the one in Sacramento. Sorry. I'm so helpful.
Twice tonight, coming up at, maybe at the bottom of this hour and then the bottom of the third hour, the infamous Mike Malloy reading of the Telltale Heart. So stick around. Here's a chant for Samhain, if you'd like to join in. A year of beauty, a year of plenty, a year of planting, a year of harvest, a year of forests, a year of healing, a year of vision, a year of passion, a year of rebirth. This year may we renew the earth. This year may we renew the earth. Let it begin with each step we take, and let it begin with each change we make, and let it begin with each chain we break, and let it begin every time we awake. From Starhawk. Thank you, Starhawk. I just have one stupid little... I think Randy touched on this today, too. The students at Underwood Elementary School in Newton, Mass. The no Halloween for them because a couple of religious right halfwits said they didn't like it, so it, you know, it offended their religious beliefs, and they wouldn't send their children to school if this Halloween revelry continued this year. The principal said, not everyone is going to agree with the decision that I made, and I really understand that, but I felt the goal was really important to make it a respectful and open and welcoming place for all members of our community. And the article goes on and on. It's just, no Halloween. This is becoming, a trend. It has been for the past 4 or 5 years. I am so sick. I am just so sick of the Christian right in this country. If I had the power, I would will all of you into your hells, you know, the hells that you can have constructed. But I'm so sick of you people. You know, I mean, you pretty much dominate everything, but your pissiness is just getting to me. Your pissiness where it concerns what's on television, what's on the radio, music, CDs, books, Halloween, for God's sake. You folks must really live empty lives. Oh, I know your life is filled with your perverted version of Christ. Which has nothing to do with the historical Jesus, I don't think, if he really existed. And I'm assuming he did on some level. But, you people just piss me off. You really are. You really do. You're so sour. If I were just a religious and was looking for one to pick, the last religion I would pick would be your perverted brand of Christianity. Joyless, soulless, spiritless. Go to hell. People make me sick. God, I'm so sick of the religious right. I am so sick of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sick of them. Pissy attitude. All right, let's not focus on it. I got an email from Annette in Oregon City. Hi, Mike. I'm a Gold Star aunt who has been waiting with everyone else for the blank to hit the fan in D.C. For a year and a half, I've been speaking in public and screaming in private about the lies that took the life of my 19-year-old nephew, PFC William Ramirez. Getting the indictment on Libby is a good start, but somehow I don't feel like dancing in the streets as I thought I would. In fact, I've been having an especially bad weekend. I can't stop crying. It's amazing to hear the web of lies finally reported in mainstream media, but my nephew William is still dead. Even when this war is over and the Bush crime family is in jail, William will still be gone forever. There is no revenge, no punishment, no impeachment that will ever bring him back to the life he should have lived. Maybe he is on my mind so much right now because Halloween was the time of year I could always count on seeing him. He loved to come over and play in all our Halloween decorations, and we enjoyed spooking him and his sister. We loved sharing Halloween with him and watching his enjoyment throughout his childhood. With real horrors going on in so many places, the pretend stuff loses some of its charm. The photo of William as a child popping out from behind our fake tombstones is too ironic now. I don't know what I'm trying to say, and I don't understand how I'm feeling. But I know that the loss of my nephew is not going to go away, and I have an idea that the damage and loss our country and Iraq have suffered on so many levels at the hands of these monsters is going to haunt us for generations. Annette, and her last name, Oregon City, Oregon. The Alito nomination, which we're going to show you some compare and contrast here in a minute. Oh, by the way, somebody sent me something on Alito. You know, I'm my grandfather, mother's father, is Italian. Came over here, came to Ellis Island. He spoke Italian in his home when I was a little kid growing up, but we never learned it. But Mike in St. Paul sent me some Italian slang, Alito Puzzolente. Alito Puzzolente. It means bad breath or stinking breath. Alito Puzzolente. From Gary in Houston, Mike, at least with the Alito nomination, the Bush thugs have picked an off-the-shelf fascist with a record of written opinions and Neanderthal takes on individual liberties and consumer protection. For some reason, they've given up on serving up former White House-aligned counselors for whom they can claim executive privilege to bury the record of pro-corporate anti-human advocacy. On the other hand, the nut-right, money-right, far-far-right, and psycho-right have kissed and made up, closing ranks behind Alito. It's almost as weird as it was 2 months ago when John Roberts was the smartest, wisest human being who ever walked the earth. Everyone from Arlen Specter to Rick Santorum worked overtime to convince us that John Roberts was Jesus, King Solomon, Einstein, and Mother Teresa rolled into one. Now, thanks to the semi-dimensional media, since even one dimension would be an improvement, it's all going to be about abortion rights. Make no mistake, reproductive choice is fundamentally important. It's also a weather vane for other issues in one's social outlook. But the corporate-loving, anti-environmental, labor-exploiting, torture-tolerating, pro-discrimination, property rights before human rights agenda likely will get swept under the rug of shrill pseudo-debate. I'm glad you and your network are there to fill in the gaping holes left by the mainstream sources. Gary in Houston. Yeah, Alito is, he's not even torture light. He's not even fascist light. Alito Well, some of the wiseacres are calling him Scalito, right? As in Scalia. One more email here on Scalito when we come back, and then a couple of interesting compare and contrast sound bites I want you to hear, okay? Stay with us. It's Halloween. I said, oh, watch out, I ain't lying. Yeah, I ain't gonna take none of y'all.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C. The only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester C and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a fiend in Mike Malloy.
I love spooky stuff. Sacramento, 1320 AM KCTC. It's good to be back in Sacramento. Thanks to AM 1320 KCTC for carrying this program. Also, we're live now in Phoenix, 1010 KXXT AM. Thanks to both stations. We do appreciate it. And this, okay. Hi, Mike. I've been steaming and grieving all day. This is from Bridget, our friend at fairywoodland.com. Mike, I've been steaming and grieving all day since I woke up to the Alito announcement. I wasn't all that surprised by the choice. Alito was one of the two main people consistently mentioned as the most probable of Bush's choices. What I've been most distressed by is the thinly disguised glee of the right-wing Christo-fascists about what Alito's confirmation will mean for women. Why, we'll all be back in the kitchen and bedroom, barefoot and pregnant, and slapped back into our rightful place of servitude. After all, we have gotten pretty uppity in recent years. I mean, the unmitigated cheek of actually wanting control over our bodies and our reproductive process. Don't we know that we belong to our husbands? Want to end a pregnancy? Well, get permission from your husband. Oh, he might beat you or rape you? Well, the odds of that happening are less than 50-50, so take your chances. Besides, you're his property, and he can do whatever he wants with you anyway. Sam Cedar, I think, played a Limbaugh call today from a woman who basically said, we shouldn't have women on the Supreme Court. We don't want laws decided by someone having PMS. I didn't know whether I wanted to sob or vomit. Mike, I know there are people like this out there, and I somehow had thought they were a minority. I'm so sad that men and women still, deep down, see women primarily as breeding machines, ultimately subjugated to men, whether husbands, fathers, or Supreme Court justices. This is a war on women. Ultimately, I believe it will be no more effective than the war on drugs, but the toll that it takes on women, and therefore on children, and the society for generations, is enormous. The devastation of the body of our mother, the Earth, is an immediate and powerful example of what is caused by the mindset behind this war. Rape the Earth, rape and subjugate women, there's no difference. I'm so sad, Mike, and angrier than I have been in many, many years. I only hope that the young women who have taken for granted so many rights that my generation fought for will finally wake up and take to the streets. We have to get these people out of office, Mike. There's no other choice. Well, I know. Thanks, Bridget. It's Bridget at fairywoodland.com. We got time to do the Myers thing? Okay. A couple of them real quick? Okay. This is back on October 18th of this year, a million years ago. This is what Bush was saying about Myers back then. The reporter asked a question, Senator Specter called the rollout of the Myers nomination chaotic. Is that a fair criticism, Mr. President? Are you satisfied with the way the nomination has been handled? Would you be willing to release any more documents about her if it would help?
I picked Harriet for a lot of reasons. One reason was because she had never been a judge. I thought it made a lot of sense to bring a fresh outlook of somebody who's actually been a very successful attorney. Secondly, the questionnaire that she filled out is an important questionnaire, and obviously they will address the questions that the senators have in the questionnaire, or as a result of the answers to the questions in the questionnaire. But one thing the questionnaire does show, if people look at it carefully, is Harriet's judicial philosophy. And that's what the questionnaire says. And so, Harriet will answer all the questions asked.
Not so fast there, Mr. Bush. Not so fast. Around that same period of time, one of the reporters said, Mr. President, some conservatives have said that you did not pick someone like Scalia or Thomas because you shied away from a battle with the Democrats. Is there any truth to that? And are you worried with the Myers nomination about charges of cronyism?
People know we're close. But you got to understand, because of our closeness, I know the character of the person.
Uh-huh.
It's one thing to say a person can read the law. And that's important,
uh-huh.
and understand the law.
Uh-huh.
But what also matters, Adam, is the intangibles.
Uh-huh.
You know, to me, a person's strength of character counts a lot. And as a result of my friendship with Harriet, I know her strength of character.
You do indeed.
The decision as to whether or not there will be a fight is up to the Democrats.
I don't think so.
They get to decide.
Oh, no.
Whether or not the special interests will decide the tone of the debate.
Oh, no.
I picked the best person I could find.
Oh, sorry, Georgie Porgy Puddin' and Pie. Sorry, the Democrats? They get to decide? You little chicken-livered, yellow-bellied skunk? They get to decide? Whether or not the special interests will decide the tone of the... Oh, well, as soon as we come back from this break, you'll hear what he said today.
Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so tonight I can't see. Then she's a black magic woman. She kind of made me.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovent. Estrovent is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovent now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovent. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Oreck XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's Mike Malloy.
Blessed be, merry meet, and happy Samhain. It is All Saints Eve. All right, you heard right before the break, and we're going to hold off on until next hour on the Telltale Heart. So you're going to have to stick around to hear that, all right? Because I want to get this stuff in. And we're kind of jammed tonight. You heard what Weak and Stupid had to say about Harriet Myers when he nominated her. You know, in Bush's backward world, it's perfectly logical to pick someone who's never been a judge to be a justice on the highest court in the land. You know, that makes sense. And as he said, as you heard in those sound bites, he said it's one thing to say a person can read the law, and that's important. But what also matters is the intangibles, the strength of character, and yada, yada. All right, that was then. That was on the 18th of this month. Now, the most important thing to remember is he kept saying over and over again that he had picked the best person he could find. Remember that? This is the best person. This is, I know her strength of character. It's the best person. And that last soundbite where he said the decision as to whether or not there will be a fight is up to the Democrats. Can you believe that? Can you believe this jackass? Huh? He says they get to decide whether or not the special interests will decide the tone of the debate. I pick the best person I could find. Well, what does this mean? Weak and stupid. Does that mean the special interests are these fake, phony Christian fascists who really pounded one up your rear end, didn't they, huh? They really made it clear to you when you nominated Ms. Myers. Didn't they, huh, George? You flip-flopping freak. Now, what really scares me is how easily Man or Monkey is molded and manipulated by his base of extreme right-wing pseudo-Christian freaks. Bush was talking all tough Texan about standing by Harriet until he realized the Christian neocons really didn't like her. Now he's done a complete 180 on his supposed philosophy, and now claims a conservative Ivy League male judge with tons of judicial experience is the right person for the job after all. What's truly terrifying about this jackass is what if the neocons want him to change his mind about something even more or equally serious, like wanting to invade an innocent yet oil-rich country to establish a safe defense for Israel, or start a holy war against Islam, or turn on the Israelis. I mean, after all, the Christian freaks understand that eventually every Jew has to die. Never mind. Here he is today.
Judge Alito is one of the most accomplished and respected judges in America. And his long career in public service has given him an extraordinary breadth of experience.
Experience?
As a Justice Department official, federal prosecutor, and judge on the United States Court of Appeals.
Read.
Sam Alito has shown a mastery of the law.
Read.
A deep commitment of justice.
Amen.
And he is a man of enormous character.
Read.
He's scholarly, fair-minded, and principled.
Which beats the hell out of being a pioneer woman who won't change and likes to opine. Eh, George? You cowardly little snake. Now, Bush hopes no one will notice that he's done a complete philosophical 180 on his desire for what he calls a Supreme Court judge. What a difference a couple of weeks in pressure from the talking snake advocates can do for a guy. But hey, at least we're not talking about indictments, at least not on the morning news.
In 1990, President Bush nominated Sam Alito at the age of 39 for the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit.
Read.
Judge Alito's nomination received bipartisan support, and he was again confirmed by unanimous consent by the United States Senate.
Read.
Judge Alito has served with distinction on that court for 15 years and now has more prior judicial experience than any Supreme Court nominee in more than 70 years. I'm confident that the United States Senate will be impressed by Judge Alito's distinguished record, his measured judicial temperament, and his tremendous personal integrity.
But I thought not having a judicial background at all was supposed to be a good thing. And what do you mean that you're confident that the United States Senate will be impressed? You mean the Christo-fascists will be impressed? and their shills in radio, like, oh, pick a few. Dobson, Limbaugh, Hannity, the rest of these Christo Nazis, huh? They will be impressed, George. You're so easy.
Big old macho man. Hey, I'm going down to Texas to cut some brush. I'm going to go get me a chainsaw.
The thing about this freak that just is so galling, and this is the thing Kathy and I talked about this over the weekend. We just, you know, we tried to get this crap out of our minds. We drove up to the North Georgia Mountains. We went to a place where I had attended a waning moon festival one time, and I wanted to show her the circle where we had the fire, and I, you know, explained it to her, and you know what we did at this waning moon festival that I thought was just wow. And we had Molly with us, and you know, Molly's been sort of clogged up with this damn cold that we have. So you know, go up to the mountains. We went up to the mountains and walked up to Anna Ruby Falls and went around the state park up there and had a good time trying to clear our minds. And on the 2-hour drive back, we started talking about this flip-flop freak, and whether or not his constituents, the several million people who still believe this guy walks on water, don't you people see the inconsistencies in this man, his weakness, his utter weakness? And don't you understand that these evangelical fake Christ-murdering Christians, so-called, have him exactly by the short hairs? They have his testicles in their hands. And when they say, come this way, he goes that way. Don't you see that? Maybe you do and you don't care. So Simple Scotty was called on the carpet today at the briefing on all these contradictions, especially on the Myers contradiction, before reporters really started to question Scotty's credibility in light of his lies to them regarding Robe and Libby's involvement in Leakgate. They had some questions about Weak and Stupid's flip-flop on what he was looking for in a Supreme Court justice. For example, this reporter says, Scott, the president said repeatedly when he nominated Ms. Myers that she is the best person for the job. Does that in any way indicate that while Sam Alito may be well qualified, he is not, as was described of Harriet Myers, the best person for the job? Excuse me. I'm sorry, Scott. Didn't mean to scream. The other thing is, when announcing Harriet Myers and in supporting her nomination, the president repeatedly made a virtue of her lack of judicial experience, made a virtue of the idea that she was someone outside this so-called judicial monastery. And now, when we hear you talk about Sam Alito, Scott, all we hear about is the virtue of experience. So which is it?
The president selected Harriet Myers. He was taking into consideration what members of the Senate had said, that he should look outside the court. But we recognize now that in the culture of today's confirmation process, it is very difficult to nominate someone who comes from outside the court and has little public record on constitutional issues to be confirmed. That's something we recognize. The president looked at someone who to fill this vacancy at this time, and he believes Judge Alito is the best person to fill this vacancy at this time.
2 weeks ago, it was someone else. 2 weeks from today, it may be someone else again. Who knows? There may be someone different a month from now if Alito isn't neocon enough for the religio-fascist base. Wait till they find out. What would happen if they find out that Judge Alito somewhere a million years ago voted to strike down an anti-gay ordinance somewhere in some little burg or some state or some county, some little backwater jerk freak little area where they had an anti-gay ordinance, and it went before a municipal judge and it happened to be Alito, and he said, well, I don't think that's right. Oh, Christ, burn him on the stake. I guess we can only hope. Yes?
She is plenty bright. She just didn't kind of opine about things. She actually led. People are quick to opine.
Hallelujah!
You hear him howling around your kitchen door.
Preach!
You better not let him in.
Put your hand on the radio.
Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
Hallelujah!
Werewolves of thunder again.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
I love those spooks that don't have a mouth. They just have kind of a hole that moves around their, quote, face, end quote. Kind of like Scott McClellan. Mike in New Jersey writes, I was wondering where Laura Pickles Bush is in all this. I thought she was flaunting and smiling from ear to ear when she presumably said she influenced Bush to pick a woman. I'm sure George told her to crawl into her little hole this time around and shut up. Just like Scalito and the other Republican bastards would tell their wives. To think she was in the rotunda to see Miss Rosa Parks makes me want to puke. Shame on Laura. Now, Bush's statement on Scooter Libby. Now this is worse than hypocrisy. This is flip-flop. Or I'm sorry, this is worse than flip-flop. This is hypocrisy. Back on Friday, we're going to play for you what Bush said about Libby, about Irving Libby. You know, if Bush was so concerned about the leaker and national security, why is he not pissed at Scooter Libby? Why is he not pissed at Irving, huh? This is last Friday.
Today I accepted the resignation of Scooter Libby. Scooter's worked tirelessly on behalf of the American people.
What?
And sacrificed much in the service to this country.
Oh, horse hockey.
He served the Vice President and me through extraordinary times in our nation's history.
Well, that's true, you lying bastard.
Special Counsel Fitzgerald's investigation and ongoing legal proceedings are serious.
Uh-huh.
And now the process moves into a new phase.
You betcha.
In our system, each individual is presumed innocent.
Like Clinton was.
And entitled to due process and a fair trial.
Yeah, like Clinton was, right? The mass murderer of Arkansas, the baby raper, yeah.
Now back on Friday, here he is again. As you listen to this utmost hypocrisy about protecting the American people, listen.
While we're all saddened by today's news, we remain wholly focused on the many issues and opportunities facing this country.
What are you sad about?
I got a job to do to serve the people who work in the White House.
It's a crime!
We got a job to protect the American people, and that's what we'll continue working hard to do.
Why is Bush sad about these ironclad, airtight allegations of the crime that one of his top advisors committed against the United States? It's just an absolute outrage. It's appalling. Wouldn't he be furious if he really cared about the lives that Scooter and Turd Blossom put at risk? Now today, Simple Scotty tries to handle all of this. The reporter says, Scott, on October 7th, you were asked about a couple, in 2003, you were asked about a couple of the key players here, Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, as well as another administration official who has not figured in the investigation so far as we know. And you said the following, quote, there are unsubstantiated accusations that are made, and that's exactly what happened in the case of these three individuals. And you included Rove and Libby. They're good individuals, you said. They're important members of our White House team, and that's why I spoke with them, so I could come back to you and say they were not involved, end quote. You were wrong then, weren't you, Scott?
I think I've indicated to you all that I'd be glad to talk about this once this process is complete, and I look forward to that opportunity. But again, we have been directed by the White House Counsel's Office not to discuss this matter or respond to questions of you.
Whether there's a question of legality, we know for a fact that there was involvement. We know that Karl Rove, based on what he and his lawyer have said, did have a conversation about somebody who Patrick Fitzgerald said was a covert officer of the Central Intelligence Agency.
I know very...
President, your credibility and his credibility is not on criminal trial, but it may very well be on trial with the American public. Don't you agree?
No, I'm very confident in the relationship that we have in this room and the trust that has been established between us. This relationship,
it's not about us. It's about the American
this relationship is built on trust, and you know very well that I have worked hard to earn the trust of the people in this room, and I think I've earned it.
Oh, you lying little rat. Scotty kept quacking the same answers to questions all through the press conference about ongoing investigations and Leakgate and on and on and on and on and on. So I guess as long as the trials drag out, he'll never have to give a straight answer, right? That's how this works, right? Doesn't have to say a thing. Well, that's an ongoing investigation. When we come back, reporter Terry Moran had an interesting follow-up to the exchange you just heard with that last reporter, David. Sounds like Scotty wants reporters to defend his part, Scott's part of the cover-up. Unbelievable. We'll play it for you when we come back. And don't forget, in about a half an hour, the infamous Mike Malloy reading of Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. Stay with us.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
After the Libby indictment came out, Bush backers claimed the leak investigation was a big nothing because the only crime committed came after the leak when Libby allegedly lied to investigators. But the indictment is serious, for it implicates Cheney in the campaign to undermine Joseph Wilson. Moreover, it notes that Cheney told Libby that Wilson's wife worked in the CIA's Counterproliferation Division, which is within the super-secret operations directorate of the CIA. That means both Cheney and Libby had reason to believe or suspect Valerie Wilson was an undercover officer. Yet Libby still leaked information on her to reporters. It seems Fitzgerald came close to charging Libby with violating the Intelligence Identities Protection Act. Now the question is, what did Cheney know about Valerie Wilson and Libby's talks with reporters, and when did he know it? He has not addressed these critical issues, but Cheney, who is one of Libby's chief sources, has much to explain. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important. You can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Samuel Alito's mother, Rose, says, quote, of course he's against abortion. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter says abortion rights will be among one of the first items he'll discuss with Alito. Specter is a Republican, but he supports abortion rights. Abortion rights activist denouncing the pick of Samuel Alito as the next Supreme Court nominee, Kate Michaelman says the gauntlet has been thrown down. In his 15 years on the federal appeals court, Alito's rulings have backed more restrictions on abortion than the Supreme Court has later allowed. Conservatives who oppose the choice of Harriet Myers complain she didn't have a judicial record that would tell them where she stood. No similar complaints about Alito. Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson calls the choice of Alito as a Grand Slam home run. Conservative activist Gary Bauer says the battle this time is against Bush's political enemies. The nomination may be just what conservatives have demanded, but it may prompt a big fight from Democrats. House Democratic Leader Harry Reid says the Senate needs to determine if Alito is too radical for the American people. U.S. military officials are reporting a seventh American death in Iraq today. Officials announced the deaths of six soldiers in two roadside bombings. Military officials now say a U.S. Marine was killed yesterday west of Baghdad. More than 90 Americans have died in Iraq this month, sending the total number of U.S. war dead up to 2,025. Also today, the military says American warplanes attacked suspected militant hideouts near the Syrian border. No mention of casualties. A doctor at a hospital says 40 Iraqis, 12 of them children, died in the attack. The United Nations Security Council approved a measure demanding Syria's full cooperation with the investigation into the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister. The unanimous resolution also warned of possible further action if Syria does not cooperate. The U.S., France, and Britain have been pushing for the measure since the United Nations panel released a tough report on the assassination of Rafik Hariri. The findings implicated top Syrian and Lebanese security officials in last February's deadly bombing. In order to get key support from Russia and China, the three co-sponsors agreed to drop a direct threat of sanctions. Despite that and other changes, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the world community has put Syria on notice. Britain's foreign secretary adds Syria now knows our patience has limits. White House spokesman Scott McClellan refusing to talk today about the CIA media leak investigation. He was asked by reporters to admit he was wrong in 2003 when he denied top White House aides Karl Rove or Louis Libby were involved. All McClellan would say today is that he can't comment, although he said he would like to. Libby was indicted last week, and he's to be arraigned on Thursday. This is Air America Radio.
War, lies, torture. This is Suher Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school. No work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, Call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey Orkin Man, I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know, the swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry, one of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Hi, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Sounds like Irving Libby, doesn't it, huh? When Fitzgerald showed up with the indictments. It's about 7 past the hour. Happy Samhain if you celebrate this holiday. It is Hallowed evening. The merry meet, blessed be, and so on to all the righteous Wiccan friends that we have out there. And as I said at the beginning of the first hour, you want evil? We have evil. We have it so thick. Emanating from the Oval Office. All right, the last one. We played several sound bites for you. They're showing the hypocrisy, the blatant hypocrisy, and the malleability of weak and stupid. How easy it is for George Bush to say something is green on Monday and it's pink on Tuesday. If the Christo-fascists in this country turn the heat up and say, hey, 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 hey! Now, if you don't think we live in a Christian fascist nation, and again, quotes around the word Christian, please. I get tired of keep having to say that, but I keep thinking that maybe we have new listeners who think, oh, he's busting up on the body of Christ. No, I'm not. I'm busting up on the thugs, liars, cheats, sneaks, the Christo-fascists. Who annihilate Christ, annihilate Jesus. They use Jesus as a floor mat. You know, Dobson, Robertson, that freak at Coral Ridge Ministries, all these radio and television preachers who are vile, disgusting, and hateful, but for some reason wield tremendous power over President Weak and Stupid and his rotund chief of staff. Let's face it. Come on, that's what Rove is. So the flip-flopping back and forth, and then to add insult to injury, the way he praised Irving Libby on Friday, a man who has just been handed 5 indictments, all of which are airtight, and which probably got people murdered, blown to pieces, killed, and he praises him, you punk.
Mike, he's the president. At least respect the office.
Screw the office. He's a punk. Now, this last soundbite, possibly, we're not sure here, but we think it refers to off-camera meeting. Scott meets with the reporters before they go into the White House press room. And we have a feeling, we being Kathy and I, that Scott McClellan is down on his knees to these reporters, sort of like... A certain reporter was to Scott, we're quite sure, early on. Jeff, oh, you remember his name. Scott down on his knees in front of these legitimate reporters, the White House, crack White House press corps, asking that the reporters not embarrass him on camera. Please, boys. Now, we think that's what this little back and forth between Scott and Terry Moran refers to. You decide. So Scott, during the press briefing today, and this is the only one we're going to play for it because we've got to move on. He kept quacking the same answers to questions about the ongoing investigation in the acts of treason committed by his bosses against the people of the United States of America and acts of mass murder against our people and the people of Iraq. So I guess as long as the trials drag out, he'll never have to give a straight answer about any Bush administration crime. But Terry Moran had an interesting follow-up to that exchange with the last reporter we played before the break. Sounds like Scotty wants reporters to defend his part of the Leakgate cover-up. Don't embarrass me, boys. Unbelievable. Terry Moran begins, Scott, let me follow up on what David was asking. You say we know you, and we do. But we can't vouch for you. That's not our job. And I wonder, do you really think after...
I think I've indicated to you all that I'd be glad to talk about this once this process is complete. And
okay, that's the wrong one. Let's all right, hold it. Terry Moran begins. Scott, let me follow up on what David was asking. You say we know you, and we do, but we can't vouch for you. That's not our job. And I wonder, do you really think after...
I think there are many people in this room I see expressing their own commentary on TV all the time, not just reporting. You do a job to report the news as well, but many people in this room also go on the air and express their views and their commentary, and I've worked with many of you for quite some time now.
I can't go on TV and say America believes Scott McClellan. That's not my role.
No, you go on TV, though, and engage in commentary about views and things that are expressed here at the White House.
Right, but what I can't do is carry your water for you. And I wonder...
I'm not asking you to.
Well, yes, you are.
I'm just asking you to speak to who I am. And you know who I am.
There's been a wound to your credibility here. A falsehood, wittingly or unwittingly, was told from this program. And do you really believe that the American people should wait until the conclusion of all of this process and just take on trust everything that comes from that podium now without the explanation and the answer that you say you want to
get? There are a lot of facts that still are not known in
this investigation
and in this legal proceeding that is ongoing. We also have to work under the presumption of innocence in our legal system.
The
reason I can't comment further is because if we were to get into that, we could be prejudicing the opportunity for there to be a fair and impartial.
You're a liar. This has nothing to do with prejudice of a fair and impartial jury trial, you halfwit. And Moran is right. Why should these reporters get out here and absolve you from your crimes? Let me quote from The Nation, Elizabeth de la Vega, from a larger article that is online right now, I believe. From the fall of 2001 to at least March 2003, the following officials and others made hundreds of false assertions in speeches, on television, at the United Nations, to foreign leaders, to Congress. They were Bush, Vice President Cheney, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State Colin Powell, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and his Undersecretary Paul Wolfowitz. Their statements were remarkably consistent and consistently false. Even worse, these falsehoods were made against an overarching deception that Iraq was involved in the 9/11 attacks. If administration officials never quite said there was a link, they conveyed the message brilliantly by mentioning 9/11 and Iraq together incessantly, just as beer commercials depict guys drinking beer with gorgeous women to imply a link between beer drinking and attractive women that is equally non-existent. Beer commercials might be innocuous, but a deceptive ad campaign from the Oval Office is not, especially one designed to sell a war in which 2,000 Americans and tens of thousands of Iraqis have so far died and that has cost this country more than $200 billion and stirred up worldwide enmity. The 15-month PR blitz conducted at the White House was a massive fraud designed to trick the public into accepting a goal that Bush's advisors had held even before the election, a strategy document Dick Cheney commissioned from the Project for a New American Century, written in September 2000, asserts that, quote, the need for a substantial American force presence in the Gulf transcends the issue of the regime of Saddam Hussein, end quote. But as the document reflects, the administration hawks knew the public would not agree to an attack against Iraq unless there was, quote, a catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor, end quote. The evidence shows that from early 2000 to at least March 2003, the president and his aides conspired to defraud the United States by intentionally misrepresenting intelligence about Iraq to persuade Congress to authorize force, thereby interfering with Congress's lawful functions of overseeing foreign affairs and making appropriations. I don't care what anybody, end quote. I don't care what anybody says, truth seeker. These dirty sons of bitches took us into a war. They lied. They committed fraud, conspiracy. They took us into a war. All of them, including Judith Miller, including Novak, all of them, all of them. They committed a crime against the people of the United States and against the people of Iraq. Does that not mean they should be run out of town?
Tell your children. Pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. You know, the United States is weak.
You're the enemy. You are the enemy.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner, or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. I don't care how much the right wing pundits get on television. I don't give a tinker's damn about these Republican talking heads or these neo Nazis that infest talk radio. The bottom line is these people committed crimes against the United States, against us. They lied. They engineered the attack that they wanted to be like Pearl Harbor. It was exactly like Pearl Harbor. They talked about it in 2000, Truth Seeker. It is their fault entirely. They have killed an additional 2,000-plus Americans that we know of, at least that the Defense Department acknowledges publicly. They have murdered up to 100,000 Iraqis. They have murdered, no one knows, how many Afghans. They set up a system of torture chambers around the planet. These son of a bitches are evil. Do you understand that? I don't care what they say. They are evil. They lied us into a war. And they murdered 3,000 people, including a whole lot of Americans, to get us there. We're going to sit back and discuss the fine points of Irving Libby's rights. That son of a bitch and the other 21 members of the White House Iraq group that sold this country down the road. I am so sick of having people in our government who are liars, who are murderers, who will put the interests of another country before ours. I'm sick of it. Aren't you? And you little right-wing weasels, go to hell. Go to hell. You are not American. You conservative thugs that back this criminal regime, you are not American. I spit on you. You are vile and disgusting. Hateful sons of bitches. You do all this so the queers can't get married? God. Bush's hypocrisy, his flip-flopping, his lies, his deceits, prove he has absolutely no convictions, no morals. This is an amoral individual. He's not immoral. He's amoral. No beliefs whatsoever. He's an empty bowl, a jar, a jug, a vessel, a box. And his puppet masters can fill him with whatever vile bat squeeze they want him to spew that day. He's like a slimy, vacant, evil Pez dispenser. And Cheney, that snarling dog, Cheney, people are killed because of what these people did. Thousands of people have been killed. We've been talking about this on this program for 3 years. These bastards murdered 200,000 people in Central America. That was the warm-up! And it goes on and on and on, and all Bush can say, it's a sad day because one of his criminals was finally indicted. And he has the audacity to say in the same breath how he's working hard to protect Americans. Ah, you filthy liar. Not only are these covert agents in the CIA disposable, but all of us are. Remember that. Every single, you too, you right-wing lurker, you're just as disposable as a snot-filled Kleenex. As are the decent people in this country. These thugs don't care! Our national security depends on these halfwits? Don't tell me Bush cares about national security. What he cares about is that one of his degenerate posse got caught, and more are going to be caught. He has no moral outrage over what Irving and Carl did and continue to do. Does it make me angry? You're damn right. This is my country. This is where I chose to raise my children and my grandchildren. So I don't care what they say. I don't care what the pig man or parrot boy or any of these sons of bitches say. These people lied us into a war. They are evil. They are vile. And they need to be removed from office. Now, when we come back, I'm going to take a break, and we'll have a little sound interlude from Edgar Allan Poe. Stay with us.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot.
You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot.
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 26 before the hour. I do get just absolutely furious, just like you do. Just like you do. I don't know what makes me more furious. The attempts by the right-wing commentators and pundits and talking heads and talk show hosts to excuse this outrageous criminal behavior, or the willingness on the part of the Bush supporters to accept it as though it's just business as usual. We're going to share with you now a reading from the Book of Poe.
True. Nervous. Very, very dreadfully nervous I had been, and am. But why will you say that I am mad? The disease had sharpened my senses, not destroyed, not dulled them. Above all was the sense of hearing acute. I heard all things in the heaven and in the earth. I heard many things in hell. How then am I mad? Hearken and observe how healthily, how calmly I can tell you the whole story. It is impossible to say how first the idea entered my brain, but once conceived, it haunted me day and night. Object there was none, passion there was none. I loved the old man. He had never wronged me. He had never given me insult. For his gold I had no desire. I think it was his eye. Yes, it was this. He had the eye of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it fell upon me, my blood ran cold, and so by degrees, very gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man and thus rid myself of the eye forever. Now this is the point. You fancy me mad. Madmen know nothing, but you should have seen me. You should have seen how wisely I proceeded, with what caution, with what foresight, with what dissimulation. I went to work. I was never kinder to the old man than during the week before I killed him. And every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it, oh so gently, and then, when I had made an opening sufficient for my head, I put in a dark lantern, all closed, closed, that no light shone out, and then I thrust in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunningly I thrust it in. I moved it slowly, very, very slowly, so that I might not disturb the old man's sleep. It took me an hour to place my whole head within the opening so far that I could see him as he lay upon his bed. Ha! Would a madman have been so wise as this? And then, when my head was well in the room, I undid the lantern cautiously, oh so cautiously, cautiously, for the hinges creaked. I undid it just so much that a single thin ray fell upon the vulture eye. And this I did for 7 long nights, every night just at midnight. But I found the eye always closed, and so it was impossible to do the work, for it was not the old man who vexed me, but his evil eye. And every morning when the day broke, I went boldly into the chamber and spoke courageously to him, calling him by name in a hearty tone and inquiring how he had passed the night. So you see, he would have been a very profound old man indeed to suspect that every night, just at 12, I looked in upon him while he slept. Upon the 8th night, I was more than usually cautious in opening the door. A watch's minute hand moved more quickly than did mine. Never before that night had I felt the extent of my own powers, of my sagacity. I could barely contain my feelings of triumph. To think that there I was, opening the door little by little, and he not even to dream of my secret deeds or thoughts. I fairly chuckled at the idea. And perhaps he heard me, for he moved on the bed suddenly, as if startled. Now, you may think that I drew back, but no. His room was as black as pitch, with the thick darkness, for the shutters were close, fastened, through fear of robbers. And so I knew that he could not see the opening of the door, and I kept pushing it on steadily, steadily. I had my head in, and was about to open the lantern, when my thumb slipped upon the tin fastening, and the old man sprang up in bed, crying out, "Who's there?" I kept quiet, and still, and said nothing. For a whole hour I did not move a muscle, and in the meantime I did not hear him lie down. He was still sitting up in the bed, listening, just as I have done night after night, hearkening to the death watches in the wall. Presently I heard a slight groan, and I knew it was the groan of mortal terror. It was not a groan of pain or of grief. Oh, no, it was the low, stifled sound that arises from the bottom of the soul
when overcharged with awe, I knew the sound well. Many a night, just at midnight, when all the world slept, it has welled up from my own bosom, deepening with its dreadful echo the terrors that distracted me. I say I knew it well. I knew what the old man felt. I pitied him, although I chuckled at heart. I knew that he had been lying awake ever since the first slight noise when he had turned in the bed. His fears had been ever since growing upon him. He had been trying to fancy them causeless, but could not. He had been saying to himself, "It is nothing but the wind in the chimney. It is only a mouse crossing the floor," or "It is merely a cricket which has made a single chirp." Yes, he had been trying to comfort himself with these suppositions, but he had found all in vain. All in vain, because death, in approaching him, had stalked with his black shadow before him and enveloped the victim. And it was the mournful influence of the unperceived shadow that caused him to feel, although he never saw nor heard, to feel the presence of my head within the room. When I had waited a long time, very patiently, without hearing him lie down, I resolved to open a little, a very, very little crevice in the lantern. So I opened it. You cannot imagine how stealthily, stealthily, until at length a simple dim ray, like the thread of a spider, shot from out the crevice and fell full upon the vulture eye. It was open, wide, wide open. And I grew furious as I gazed upon it. I saw it with perfect distinctness, all a dull blue with a hideous veil over it that chilled the very marrow in my bones. But I could see nothing else of the old man's face or person, for I had directed the ray as if by instinct precisely upon the damned spot. And have I not told you that what you mistake for madness is but over-acuteness of the sense? Now, I say, there came to my ears a dull, low, quick sound, such as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I knew that sound well. It was the beating of the old man's heart. It increased my fury as the beating of a drum stimulates the soldier on to courage. But even yet I refrained and kept still. I scarcely breathed. I held the lantern motionless. I tried how steadily I could to maintain the ray upon the eye. Meantime, the hellish tattoo of the heart increased. It grew quicker and louder every instant. The old man's terror must have been extreme. It grew louder, I say, louder every moment. Do you mark me well? I have told you that I am nervous, so I am. And now, at the dead hour of the night, amid the dreadful silence of that old house, so strange a noise as this excited me to uncontrollable terror. Yet for some minutes longer I refrained and stood still. But the beating grew louder, louder. I thought the heart must burst, and now a new anxiety seized me. The sound would be heard by a neighbor. The old man's hour had come. With a loud yell, I threw open the lantern and leaped into the room. He shrieked once only. In an instant I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed over him. And smiled gaily to find the deed so far done. But for many minutes the heart beat on with a muffled sound. This, however, did not vex me. It would not be heard through the wall. At length it ceased. The old man was dead. I removed the bed and examined the corpse. Yes, he was stone dead. I placed my hand upon the heart and held it there many minutes. There was no pulsation. He was stone dead. His eye would trouble me no longer. If still you think me mad, you will think so no longer when I describe the wise precautions I took for the concealment of the body. The night waned, and I worked hastily, but in silence. First of all, I dismembered the corpse. I cut off the head and the arms and the legs. I then took up three planks from the flooring of the chamber and deposited all between the scantlings. I then replaced the boards so cleverly, so cunningly, that no human eye, not even his, could have detected anything wrong. There was nothing to wash out, no stain of any kind, no blood spot whatever. I had been too wary for that. A tub had caught all when I had made an end of these labors. It was 4 o'clock, still dark as midnight. As the bell sounded the hour, they came knocking at the street door. I went down to open it with a light heart, for what had I now to fear? There entered three men who introduced themselves with perfect suavity as officers of the police. A shriek had been heard by a neighbor during the night. Suspicion of foul play had been aroused. Information had been lodged at the police office, and they, the officers, had been deputed to search the premises. I smiled, for what had I to fear? I bade the gentleman welcome. The shriek, I said, was my own in a dream. The old man, I mentioned, was absent in the country. I took my visitors all over the house. I bade them search. Search well. I led them at length to his chamber. I showed him his treasure, secure, undisturbed. In the enthusiasm of my confidence, I brought chairs into the room and desired them here to rest from their fatigues, while I myself, in the wild audacity of my perfect triumph, placed my own seat upon the very spot beneath which reposed the corpse of the victim. The officers were satisfied. My manner had convinced them. I was singularly at ease. They sat, and while I answered cheerily, they chatted of familiar things. But ere long I felt myself getting pale and wished them gone. My head ached, and I fancied ringing in my ears. But still they sat, and still chatted. The ringing became more distinct. It continued and became more distinct. I talked more freely to get rid of the feeling, but it continued and gained definiteness until at length I found that the noise was not within my ears. No doubt I now grew very pale, but I talked more fluently and with a heightened voice. Yet the sound increased, and what could I do? It was a low, dull, quick sound, much like a sound as a watch makes when enveloped in cotton. I gasped for breath, and yet the officers heard it not. I talked more quickly, more vehemently, but the noise steadily increased. I arose and argued about trifles in a high key and with violent gesticulations, but the noise steadily increased. Why would they not be gone? I paced the floor to and fro with heavy strides, as if excited to fury by the observations of the men, but the noise steadily increased. Oh, God, what could I do? I foamed, I raved, I swore. I swung the chair upon which I had been sitting and grated it upon the boards. But the noise arose over all and continually increased. It grew louder, 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 and still the men chatted pleasantly and smiled. Was it possible they heard not? Almighty God, no! No, they heard. They suspected. They knew. They were making a mockery of my horror. This, I thought, and this, I think. But anything else, anything was better than this agony. Anything was more tolerable than this derision. I could bear those hypocritical smiles no longer. I felt that I must scream or die. And now, again, hark, louder, 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 louder! Villains, I shrieked, dissemble no more! I admit the deed, tear up the planks! Here, here, it is the beating of his hideous heart!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If getting life insurance is on your things-to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Has the notion yet tonight how much he wants to slowly disembowel them and strangle them with their own intestines? It's more like a lion.
Seven before the hour. According to the Associated Press, at least seven Bush administration officials outside the CIA knew Valerie Plame was a CIA employee before the disclosure of her name. Seven. Ari Fleischer, Dick Cheney, Irving Libby, Karl Rove, Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman, Assistant to the Vice President for Public Affairs Catherine Martin. The identity of the seventh government official remains a secret. Notice whose name is missing from that list? Isn't that funny? Huh? Isn't that funny? There were more than seven, Associated Press. I hate to correct you, but... All right, let's get a phone call in here real quick. Ty is calling from Los Angeles, listening on KTLK. Ty, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ty.
I'm just a little frustrated that this that the media just they're pulling away from the issue, and the issue that treason has been committed, and they're not focusing on that. They're doing everything in their power to focus on anything else but the facts, you know. And even when they do focus on Libby, they minimize it. They say, oh, well, it wasn't really that big a deal, and Karl Rove's in the clear, and let's get on with life.
Are you surprised?
It's making me angry to where it's making a lot of us angry here in California, that where a lot of people are thinking about secession, you know.
Well, you don't want to think about secession. That's nonsense. That's masturbatory. What you want to think about is getting enough members of the House and Senate who are Democrats so these bastards can be impeached and removed from office. That's what needs to be thought about.
Well,
and also what needs to be thought about is to what extent are we going to pressure the Democrats in the Senate to resist the nomination of another right-wing neo-Nazi freak, this one Alito. We've got to do this. I mean, it's fun to sit around and bitch and moan and complain and yell and scream and gnash our teeth and pound the walls, but that's a necessary element of all this. It really is. If we don't do that, if we don't make noises, if we don't scream and yell, folks are going to believe on the right anyway that we're going along with this. So in addition to the screaming and the yelling and the cursing, we have got to organize. We have got to resist this, or we're going to lose the country. That's all. It's just so simple.
Right. You're right.
All right. Well, I'm glad you think I'm right.
I don't know where to go from here, Mike. Where do we go from here?
Just make sure that you know how to use a weapon, and make sure you know how to use a ballot box that hasn't been replaced with an electronic voting machine.
Right.
That's all. Those two things. That's all I can think of. Know how to use a ballot box. Know how to use a weapon. What else is there? What else is there, really? When you're fighting for independence, when you're fighting for justice and truth, liberty, freedom, what else is there?
You're right.
Ballot box and a weapon.
God bless you, Mike.
Take care. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Halloween.
On Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Some people may be excited about President Bush's nomination of Samuel Alito for U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Colorado Senator Ken Salazar is not part of that group. He says he's disappointed because the president didn't precede the announcement with a heads-up to the Senate.
There was no consultation whatsoever with members of the Senate, no consultation with me, and I think that's disrespectful of the constitutional provisions of advice and consent that are included in the Constitution.
Democrat Salazar also expressed dismay with the president for not seeking to replace Sandra O'Connor's seat on the high court with another woman. He suggests Colorado Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Corliss. Political analyst Larry Sabato says the president took into consideration politics in his choice of Alito.
He needed to find a candidate who could excite his base, the conservative base in the Republican Party, the people who were very much turned off by Harriet Myers.
Alito's nomination drew quick praise from the conservative right. The United States has suffered its worst month for military deaths in Iraq since the beginning of the year. 90 soldiers were killed, the largest number since January, when 107 soldiers lost their lives. John Terrett reports.
It comes as four U.S. servicemen died when their patrol hit an improvised explosive device in Yasofia, southwest of Baghdad, and two other soldiers were killed by an improvised bomb north of the capital. Elsewhere, U.S. officials insist that a raid on the town of Qaim was a precision strike against an al-Qaeda cell living on the border with Syria and was designed to avoid civilian casualties. Doctors at a nearby hospital say there were more than 30 dead, including women and children. One doctor said that the bodies were still being pulled out of the building hit in the strike hours later. John Terrett reporting.
A federal judge in New York City has heard the first day of testimony in a lawsuit seeking to strike down the NYPD's bag searches in the subway system. Jim Smith reports.
NYCLU Executive Director Donna Lieberman says their main point in court is that the searches violate the Fourth Amendment.
In a free society, the government's not allowed into your personal affairs, your personal belongings, without suspicion of wrongdoing.
She contends the random searches do little to protect against terrorism. A decision is not expected until December, and what Lieberman says will be a long fight.
This is a case that's probably destined for the appellate courts.
In Lower Manhattan, Jim Smith, New York.
New York City is preparing for the arrival of Britain's Prince Charles later today. He is to arrive with his wife Camilla at midday, and they'll visit Ground Zero and then attend a session of the United Nations in the afternoon. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218.
That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour on this Halloween. I guess it's no longer Halloween. It's now past midnight here on the east. It's now Samhain.
Actually, today, November 1st, is my very, very favorite holiday.
All Saints Day?
Half Price Candy Day.
Well, if we wait until tomorrow, it'll be even cheaper.
Well, I'm meaning today, as in November 1st today, after midnight today.
Yes, I know. I meant November 2nd. It'll even be cheaper, won't it? Would you just go over to Walgreens and load up one of those little carts?
You know, you got to go quick, because people are catching on to my holiday. It's like February 15th as well. You know, you have a little window of opportunity. You have to race. It's like buying wrapping paper on December 26th.
The banality of evil that Hannah Arendt referred to in her writings about Adolf Eichmann is embodied in this president. To the extent of Eichmann, no. But given the right circumstances, who knows? Who knows? Certainly, that sort of base evilness exists inside Dick Cheney and John Negroponte and others in this corrupt administration. The lack of any sort of a sense of honor, though, is so clearly evident in President Weak and Stupid. He is so easy to manipulate by right-wing religious wackos. I don't know. I'm out of adverbs and adjectives and clauses and phrases about this corrupt administration. I really am. It's astonishing to see the flip on Harriet Myers to this right-wing psychopath Alito. Bush stands out there last week and makes all, over the past couple of weeks, and made all these heavy-duty commitment statements about Harriet Myers. And as soon as enough of these religious freaks, these American Taliban, these right-wing American equivalents of the psychotic Islamic fundamentalists, as soon as they make known to weak and stupid, they don't like his selection, he collapses. This is not leadership. This is not leadership. This guy's like a sack of potatoes. This is not leadership at all. And it's embarrassing to see. But the ascendancy of the religious right, the Christian, quote, the Christian religious right in this society is just abominable. It's horrifying. And I'm sick of them. Aren't you? Aren't you sick of the religious right? These whiny-ass, lying, sneaking, murderous religious right freaks. And what I find, and I've always found it to be so, since Ronald Reagan anointed Jerry Falwell in this filthy so-called moral majority 20 years ago, what I have found particularly egregious to me and disgusting is the religious right's fawning over Israel. Because it is based in just absolute, catastrophic to the Jews, hypocrisy. And I don't understand the reciprocity by the people of Israel, knowing full well that the Christian fundamentalists will put a sword to their necks in an instant when the time comes. I cannot, even political expediency doesn't dictate that sort of suicide. Religious expediency dictates suicide. Look at these nutballs on the Islamist side. Oh, well, I think I'll go blow myself up and 30 innocent people with me today. Oh, hum, see ya. But political expediency determines this sort of suicide? I can't understand why the Israelis have anything whatsoever to do with American Christian fundamentalists. Am I the only one saying to the Israelis, these people will cut your throats? Don't you understand that? When the time comes, if you don't fall to your knees and accept Jesus H. Christ as your personal Savior, they will murder you? Don't you understand that? How can they not? I hate religion. I despise it all. It is murderous. It is nothing but lies, superstitions, and hypocrisy. So here we are on Halloween. And the Christian fundamentalists in this country are so incensed about little kids wandering around in black cat outfits and witches' outfits and skeletons that they prevail upon elementary schools and high schools to, oh no, you're not going to do that! And yet they construct these so-called hell houses, these fundamentalist churches, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Methodist. Kathy and I drove up in the mountains over the weekend to get away from some of this crap, and we go through some of these little towns in North Georgia Mountains, Dahlonega, Helen, what else up there, Kathy? And you see the churches with the marquees out there. Hell House. Bring your teenager to Hell House. Vile, sick, and disgusting. And then for Bush to get out in front of the cameras after over 2 years of faking his moral outrage because someone in his White House leaked secret, covert identities of a CIA agent in a deadly attempt to smear one of his critics, Joe Wilson. And then one of the leakers is indicted, just one of them. There's no outrage. No, Bush stands there like the weak and stupid waste that he is and says it's sad because a true American and a public servant who's worked tirelessly for whom, George? Not for this country. Because that public servant had been caught. Suggestion to you, Mr. Bush, sell your fake concern for the American people somewhere else. There are a lot of us in this country who've had enough of you. Took a long time for the vast majority of Americans to figure it out, to figure out what a liar and a sneak and a coward and a deceiver that you are, Bush. So sell your fake concern somewhere else. You don't care that your staff is putting national security at risk with your little acts of revenge against someone who didn't jump on the Bush train on its way to Baghdad. You don't care that you're creating terrorists all over the Middle East, all over the world, and you don't care about anything but your cronies and your oil wealth and your sick ideas of power. A whole bunch of you. How do we get this point where we have political and religious leaders in this country who are scum, who are absolute anti-life, pro-death, murderous scum? How did that happen? We've always had those people, but how did they get into the ascendancy? How did they become the ones that dictate how people worship their in their churches? How people determine the veracity or the honor of their leaders? How did this happen? Is it the fault of Diebold? Is it the pig man? Remember when the lights go out. I get him.
Death is a day of horror like none we have ever known.
Why do they hate us?
Parasites.
What you gonna play now?
Why do they hate us?
Parasites.
What
you gonna play?
A day of horror.
Death
killers. Murder.
Death is
a day of evil.
Death killers.
Murder.
Death is
a day of evil.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Past the hour. All right, let's do some phone calls here. You want to? Okay. Let's go to Matt, who's called in from Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. You have saved my sanity. I mean, you and Air America have saved my sanity more than once. Ironically, I'm sitting here looking at someone you may remember that a show I hate, but I'm glad unwittingly they exposed, well, they occasionally expose these hypocrites, John Emil List. This guy was a Christian. He went to church every day, and, well, we know what he did. He murdered his children, his wife, and his mother.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's ironic. This book is really not that good. It's by John Walsh, but I'm not going to get into that. But it also ironically mentions another case of a guy who had his wife and family living on a freezing boat in somewhere. But anyways, the point is that this. These people talk about family values and protecting children from drugs and Satanism, and they're the ones who are fighting to protect guys like this who would force their kids to live on a freezing boat and everything.
Yeah, if they can convince themselves that they're doing it in the name of the Lord, then they can get away with anything.
Right, anything's acceptable. But there's just one thing, Mike. I really love your show, and I really love Air America, but cut out the clips, just slightly cut back these clips of, you know, Scotty McClellan and all these other guys. I mean, I know they sound stupid, but I can't even stand to hear these guys. These guys are such liars. They are such murderers. They are such hypocrites.
Well, that's the reason we play the clips, because you're not going to hear them anyplace else. And I can understand. I don't like to hear them either. But we have to do it, because I don't think there are any other outlets other than what you hear on Air America that will play those sound bites. No other radio programs have producers like we have here at Air America on the programs who go through the garbage and select the stinkiest, smelliest chunks of garbage and put it together and play it on the air. We have to do it because no one else is doing it.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. It's just like that Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. I can't even, both of them scumbuckets are on the air right here in Madison. Never mind that there's no big demand for them. I can't even stand to listen to them lying, no good. I can't even say the word on the air. Them lying, just animals. They're just...
Well, in order to get them off the air, Madison is not New York or Chicago. You know, you get 50,000 people in Madison who listen to the radio, who call up the local radio station to play these traitors and demand that they be taken off. And I'm not saying demand that Air America be put on, just demand that these un-American, unpatriotic, neo-Nazi bastards, why in Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin,
right,
a progressive city like Madison, what is it with the programming people at the radio station you're talking about that they've decided that the people of Madison can go screw themselves? They're going to put this garbage out there. What is it? You see, if you really want to get rid of those two traitorous dogs, you can do it, but you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, and one last thing. What really infuriates me is we have a station here, and I saw that little lion scumbucket, I don't even know his name, it doesn't matter, owned by Sinclair Broadcasting. Ironically, it's the Fox affiliate here in Madison.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, Sinclair, that just infuriates me when they say that we leftists hate America. Sinclair would not allow Ted Koppel to pay a final tribute to our soldiers who had died in Iraq. Now, if that isn't hating America, if that isn't hating democracy and hating the Constitution, I don't know what is. I'll let you go now, Mike.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you checking in. I can appreciate your anger, too. I think it's righteous, and I think it's genuine. But I'll tell you something. Normal people really are in the majority in this country, but we've sat back on our collective asses for so long and allowed radio stations. There's nothing we can do about legally. The Fairness Doctrine is never going to be reinstituted. It's just not going to happen. The radio business is not going to be deconsolidated. That's not going to happen. So if you live in an area where you're tired of the anti-American hate propaganda, if you're tired of listening to these right-wingers that have been on the air for the better part of 10 or 12 years now, utterly and absolutely knifing America in the back, just stabbing this country in the back repeatedly, over and over, enabling these right-wingers, whether they're in the judiciary or the Congress or the executive branch, to seize power, to take power. If you're tired of it, then get off your ass and do something about it. And if you don't want to trust the voting machines, then get 25,000 of your closest friends together and surround the radio station and just say, we don't want to hear this anymore. We don't care what you put on. Put on cartoon music, but we're not going to listen to this anymore. Very simple.
From the grave to partake in a happening THC rave. For you, the living, this hash was meant to. When you get to my door, just say the toys sent you.
We'll smoke some hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
The monster hash.
And we'll all get trash.
We'll smoke some hash.
From my personal stash.
A monster hash.
We'll smoke some monster hash.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school. No work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Attention. If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
This is not automatic citizenship. If somebody who is here working wants to be a citizen, they can get in line like those who have been here legally and have been working to become a citizenship in a legal manner.
It's about 25 before the hour. Now, I'm not up early enough to see the program Good Morning America, but... Somebody just sent this to me, and I just have a question. I'll ask the question, Kathy, before you know what I'm talking about, but did you hear this on the television tonight, on the news? I didn't. I watched CNN all day, off and on. I watched CBS News tonight. This is from ABC, and this happened this morning. Here's what it says. One of the reporters at the center of the investigation into the leak of the identity of an undercover CIA officer says he first learned the agent's name from Bush's top political advisor, Karl Rove. I mean, there it is. Time magazine reporter Matt Cooper also said today in an interview with Good Morning America that the vice president's chief of staff, Louis Libby, confirmed to him, that Ambassador Joe Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, was a covert CIA operative. Cooper said, quote, "There's no question. I first learned about Valerie Plame working at the CIA from Karl Rove." That's a direct quote. Libby, it says here, has since claimed that he heard the Plame rumors from other reporters. Cooper disputed that version of events. Quote, "I don't remember it happening that way. I was taking notes at the time, and I feel confident," end quote. If the trial goes ahead, Cooper said he would name Rove as his source of the information. Cooper said, "Before I spoke to Karl Rove, I didn't know Mr. Wilson had a wife and that she had been involved in sending him to Africa," end quote. So, what's wrong with this picture, huh? There it is. It's ABC News. Oh, it's Good Morning America. But, hello? Well, why wasn't Wolf Blitzer, the former the German U-boat commander, why wasn't he that apologist for the Bush crime family? It's all over CNN. They have one program now, The Situation Room, with Wolf Blitzer. That's all that's on from 10 o'clock in the morning until what, Kathy? 6 o'clock at night? Wolf Blitzer! I haven't heard a thing about this. Have you? I wasn't up this morning for Good Morning America. Huh? There he was, Matthew Cooper. Time Magazine. Karl Rove told me. So why wasn't Rove indicted? Maybe Shelley Drobny, that was on this program last night, one of the founders of Air America, who said this whole investigation, results of this two-year investigation by Fitzgerald, is a whitewash and it's not going any further than Irving Libby. Maybe, and I disagreed with Shelley, and I said, no, it can't be. And Shelley even wrote an op-ed piece that's making its way around the internet right now. Maybe Shelley's right. There it is. One of the reporters at the center of the investigation, Time Magazine's Matt Cooper, says he first learned the agent's name from President Bush's top political advisor, Karl Rove. Did you hear that today, Kathy? Didn't hear a thing, huh? What happened?
This is the Time magazine writer.
Yeah, Matt Cooper.
Yeah, he said he might be interviewed. I saw him briefly. I thought it was CNN this morning with Soledad O'Brien. I thought.
Well, he was on Good Morning America. He may have walked. Down the street and got onto the CNN set too. But did he say it at CNN too?
I heard something this morning when I was making Molly's breakfast and trying not to eat baby Snickers bars. Something about, you know, that he might be called in to testify because he heard this from Karl Rove, but Scooter Libby never came back. I'm sorry, Irving never came back and verified it.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe it was on CNN too. Unbelievable. What does anybody need? Hello, Rush Limbaugh. Hey, pig man. Hey, you nasty excrement eating pig man. Here it is. Oh, that's right. Matt Cooper probably contributed $5 to some Democratic candidate 42 years ago, so he's immediately suspect, right, pig man? Hey, Hannity, Sean, you little brat. Hey, Sean, here it is, Matt Cooper. Hey, Scott McClellan, Scotty Waddy, hey, quacker, here it is. Oh, well, back to the phone calls. Huh? Robin is calling from West Virginia. Robin, welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Mike, or good morning.
Oh, my God, another talk show host.
Bless your heart.
If y'all don't listen, what's your program now?
It's still Head On with Bob Kincaid.
And how do people listen?
The links are there at whiterosesociety.org.
Another White Rose Society production.
Yes, indeed. Ben's a multi-talented, multi-faceted man.
Isn't he? Well, good. How's it going? Are you getting?
It's going very well. We've done a week of technical dress rehearsals. We're in week two, and we're handing off to affiliates next week.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Good show. If you haven't heard a Bob show, tune in and listen. Unless I'm on.
Right. There are priorities.
There are priorities.
Hell, I'm listening. I mean, you know. There you go. If you were on 7 to 10, I'd be out of a job.
Now, what you really called about?
It took a minute of convincing your call screener that I wasn't going to share poetry with you.
Well, that's why we pay her the big bucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But, you know, it's a small town around here. We send our kids to church for the, you know, social stuff. And
yes.
We're rethinking that.
Yeah, well, that's good. I used to go to church. I really did. I went to a Baptist church, and I went to a Methodist church. And I used to really try to get into it, Bob.
Well, you know, I
mean, Robin. I'm sorry. I'm using.
I can be all things to all people. Me and St. Paul.
I'm using your radio name.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm a recovering Southern Baptist too.
Mm-hmm.
This is the pumpkin prayer.
The pumpkin prayer.
Yeah. My 9-year-old brought this home.
Uh-oh. You have something called? They brought it home from church.
Yeah.
A pumpkin prayer from church.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I got to hear this. Go ahead, let her rip.
Okay. Dear God, as I carve my pumpkin, help me say this prayer. Open my mind so I can learn about you. Paren, cut the top off the pumpkin. Take away all my sin and forgive me for the wrong things I do. Paren, clean out the inside. Open my eyes so your love I will see. Cut eyes shaped like hearts. I'm sorry for turning up my nose to all you've given me. Cut the nose in the shape of the cross. Open my ears so your word I will hear. Cut ears shaped like the Bible. Open my mouth so I can tell others you're near. Cut the mouth in the shape of a fish. Let your light shine in all I say and do. Place a candle inside and light it. Amen.
Oh, no. No, after all these years, it finally happened. They have co-opted the cutting of a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, you know, I mean, I remember something, a Child's Garden of Grass, a recording many, many years ago.
Right.
And there was this line about, games with guns and knives are not advised. I got a 9-year-old bringing me home a script for playing with fire and cutting utensils from the church.
Right. Oh, no. Well, maybe it's time to, I don't know. I was going to say maybe it's time to find another church, but I would certainly not interfere in...
No. Please, interfere.
You know.
No. My wife and I are, no more. I mean, you know, we don't have a good Unitarian fellowship around here. Somebody burned a question mark in their yard and they ran off.
Oh, my goodness. So, carve the mouth like a fish.
Oh, yeah, and the nose like a... I want to see the Bible-shaped ears.
Well, you know, we've heard for a long time, Robin, that it's time to put Christ back in Halloween.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Robin, thanks for checking in.
Mike, thank you. Have a great evening. Happy Samhain.
All right, thanks. Back at you. I appreciate it. That would be one freaky-looking jack-o'-lantern, wouldn't it? I can appreciate what Robin's going through. I can appreciate what anybody who has children, when it comes to the church thing. I've said this before. My son Chris, who was soon turned 27, and is a firefighter, and whose marriage we all trotted over to South Carolina and had a 2-day low country blowout over there. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Kathy? Jeez, that was fun. But my son Chris, when he was a little kid growing up, I'd made a decision. Never took him to a church, temple, synagogue, nothing. Just said, nope, ain't going to happen. When he's old enough, he can make his own decisions about that sort of thing, about his spiritual development. And I just taught him and relied on my friends to teach him truth, honor, justice, right from wrong, you know, that sort of thing, ethics, moral behavior. And he did pretty damn good. I'm real proud of Chris. He's a good kid. But when he was about 8 years old, I said, hey, Chris, a friend of mine is getting married. Come on. I was a single parent raising Chris at the time. And I said, come on. We're going to go to his wedding. And it's going to be in a church. And Chris was about 8, and he looked at me and he said, a church? I said, yeah. He said, a real church? Like on TV?
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange,
Eastwood,
no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
About 10 before the hour. Thanks to the goblins in New York City who helped produce the program this evening, Jason Isaac, Justin Yuen, and our favorite troll, D. Neal. Also the gang of imps outside of New York who also assist every night, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas. Our militant moderators at MikeMalloy.com. Check it out if you haven't been there. And, of course, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Thanks to everybody, as always. Ross is calling from Los Angeles. Ross, thanks for holding on.
Oh, you know, I wanted to float out the idea there that this nomination today was so far to the right so that, you know, Ichabod Libby will, kind of float away from the news, and I think that they really believe that it's going to go away if the people don't think about it.
There's probably an element of that. This is what this corrupt, filthy administration is famous for. On the other hand, the pressure on weak and stupid from the degenerate, fake Christian right to appoint a neo-Nazi or nominate a neo-Nazi was intense, and I think Bush's crazed advisors, people like Rove and the rest of these people, probably went to him and said, look, the fake Christians are beating at the gates, and we've got to get Alito's name out there. So I think you're partly right, and I think the other thing is...
I think they kind of killed two birds with one stone is what it is. You know?
Well, that's probably what the truth is, right?
But really, I mean, I love that they have the same excuse for everything. It doesn't matter what happens. It's, we didn't know. Torture the prisons, who knew? What was the destruction? We didn't know. We thought we didn't know. Who knew?
Have you ever seen a more dumbass administration in your life?
And the fact that people think that is what's protecting them people should be insulted. Well, but no, they're just embracing it. Like, I mean,
well,
like,
normal people are insulted, but one of the underlying undergirding principles of fundamentalist religion, I don't care what the fundamentalist religion is, it's all the same. The underlying principle is never, ever, 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 ever question authority. Always shut up, sit down, whatever the leader says, accept it, gobble it up, eat it, incorporate it, make it part of your flesh.
No matter how absurd.
Listen, if these people believe that a snake, a talking snake, has something to do with creation, they'll believe anything.
Delivered apples.
Yeah, they'll believe anything. So
I'm telling you. Well, thanks for all you do, Mike.
Well, thank you for checking in, Ross. I appreciate
that. Have a happy half-price Halloween candy day.
Thank you very much. You take care. Yeah, that's that's what it is. This is what is beat into the heads of these addled fake Christians. Don't question. Don't ask. It's all faith, brother, sister. It's all faith. Everything is only at the most 10,000 years old. The Grand Canyon was formed as a result of Noah's flood. Don't question. Shut up. Go to sleep. It's okay. Live your miserable, crappy little life. And if you do it right, when it's all over, the gates of heaven will open. And, well, this group over here gets 70 virgins, and this group over here gets a harp, and this group over here gets to, whatever. It's insane. It's just utter insanity. But the so-called Christian fundamentalists in this country, this Alito, whatever his name is, he's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. Because he will do everything in his power to stop the murder of millions upon millions of tiny babies. He will do everything in his power to make it illegal to be queer. He'll do everything in his power to make it illegal to burn a flag or not read the Bible. He'll do everything in his power to force and insist that all good little children in the United States of Death stand in their classrooms every morning and read from the Bible, recite the Lord's Prayer, and do the Pledge of Allegiance. And he will do everything in his power to uphold any challenges to the laws in the state of Kansas or any place else that creationism or intelligence design is nonsense and garbage for the bubbleheads. That's what Alito will do. And he will be joined ever so enthusiastically by Scalia. This is going to be hard to say, isn't it? Scalia and Alito. And what's the other one? The moron from Georgia?
I don't know. They're starting to sound like a bunch of perverted dwarves. We've been talking about Clarence Thomas, Long Dong Silver.
Yeah, Long Dong Silver, the guy from Georgia, right. Between these three, Long Dong Silver, Fat Tony, and now this new guy.
Mini-me.
Mini-me.
Mini-Tony.
I always feel sorry for the children of preachers, but today I'll tell you, when they introduce this guy, and you can see his teenage daughter and his teenage son and his teenage wife or whatever she was, I just felt a rush of compassion for those two kids. I don't know, man. I don't know. It must be sheer hell. We got time? No, we don't, do we? No, we're just, I'm sorry, we're out of time. For those of you who are on hold, I'm sorry, we didn't get to you, did we? But it was more important tonight to listen to the Telltale Heart than it was to take phone calls, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. We shall chat again tomorrow night. We ought to do a program some night, Kathy, that is nothing but phone calls. Or something close. Is it Friday? Why are you playing this? This is Friday music. You're screwing.
It's Halloween. Come on, you're going straight to hell.
You're screwing everybody's mind up.
Give me the program.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, thanks for participating. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a nice Halloween, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are. I'm going straight to hell.
for America Radio.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now.